Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
It's our Vectis Volunteers slot. We do the same thing about this time every week, where we give local organisations on the Isle of Wight the chance to talk about what they're doing and what opportunities there might be for you to get involved as a volunteer. And this week, I'm really pleased to say, we've got Paul Armfield with us from Key Arts. Hiya, Paul.
How do you do?
All right. So, one of the things I know about Key Arts is that there's always a lot going on.
Always. So,
and it sounds like it should be a really good place to come and volunteer. So to give people an idea about the sorts of things and the kinds of skills that you're looking for, could you maybe give us a flavour about what's coming up next few weeks?
Absolutely. Yeah. What I could do. Yeah, that's a good idea. Because what I can say what we've got coming up, for example, tomorrow is we've got two exhibition launches. And the first is our exhibition launch of The Hidden Heroes, where we've got various artefacts from different other museums, as well as some newly created works to represent our seven chosen hidden heroes of the Isle of Wight. The Reverend William Fox, who discovered the dinosaurs on the island. King Arwald, who was the Jutish, who kept Christianity from the island to make us the last place in the UK to convert to Christianity.
Wow.
Isabella de Fortibus, who was the last owner of the island, who fiercely held on to it, even though she had all these suitors who wanted to marry her and take the island for their own. She reluctantly gave it up on her deathbed. Margaret Cameron, who I'm sure everyone knows, the photographer. Joe Carses, the fan on water in the island, gay art, with the likes of Marley, and very eccentric lady. And we've got two living heroes, John Aykroyd, who, of course, invented Thrust 2, and actually available electric car, which you talk about volunteers. We had this morning delivered, and we had to have it delivered onto the second floor, we had an awful lot of volunteers there helping out to try to get that in. We thought we weren't going to do it. We did it with less than a millimetre to spare.
I've got to ask, how did you get a car up to the second floor of Key Arts?
With lots of goodwill, a forklift truck, Barry Price. It's his car. Enfield. It's the first commercially available electric car that was invented on the Isle of Wight and built on the Isle of Wight. A fantastic little car. Looks like I suppose the nearest thing you could compare it to is a little Fiat, one of the little we've got Andy Sanford Clark in there at the moment, the incredible master inventor from IBM, who's also created an installation. He's one of our heroes. So we've got lots of volunteers helping out with the exhibitions. Yeah. So there, for example, so we've got people who come in regularly to help us install exhibitions, to take them down.
Do you need any special ability to do that?
Not really.
Could anybody come in and help you with that?
Absolutely. There's all sorts of jobs that are needed in that. I mean, people, I don't think, appreciate exactly how much work is involved in that. You know, because every time you take one lot of pictures down, for example, we've got to sand down the walls, fill the holes, repaint, and it's a big gallery. You know, there's several big galleries. We have lots of different exhibitions on now. We've got another exhibition launching tomorrow, which is Julian Winslow and Steve Blamer doing their island portraits, again, local heroes, which is our theme for the year. And our local heroes are our volunteers who do, you know, do incredible work. We also need, once we've got the exhibitions, we need gallery stewards. And it's a tedious job. It's quite a boring job. It's nice if you like sitting and reading. It's a nice environment to come and do it. Read your book and then, you know, engage with any visitors that we might have. But we always need somebody to just keep an eye on the exhibition. And so that's there's always gallery stewards that are needed. We've got, that's tomorrow. We've got the launch of those two exhibitions at 2 o'clock. On Sunday, we've got a Sunday morning recital. We always have a volunteer there to help us set up the chairs for that and to take money on the door, because it's a voluntary donations. And in the evening, we've got piano, blues and boogie. it's just a relaxed evening of jazz, of jammed music with two pianos and bass and drums. It's a nice night. We don't often have a volunteer for that, but sometimes we do. It helps us, you know, just sort of clear up and do help the bar staff out, you know, with what needs to be in there.
Can you just elaborate a little bit on that? So all the events, and I know Kiosk does an amazing range of events, and there always seems to be somebody there helping out, but what sort of role would you have then? So say for that event tomorrow night, if somebody came up and said, well, I'd like to volunteer and do that, what would you actually be doing?
This is the thing. I mean, ultimately you've got to want to participate, I think, in terms of, you know, do you want to come to the event? Because some of those events, there's not hundreds of people, you know, it's a small audience. We've got a member of bar staff on, I'm usually there, and so we just need someone, you know, to sort of help us clear glasses and do a bit of washing up, maybe, you know.
So it's like housekeeping duties,
it is,
really.
Yeah, but in a very light and casual way.
But there's
no
like responsibility of taking money or
not at all.
Okay.
But some nights, you know, when we do have the bigger events, on the ticketed events, then we always need volunteers to help us. We've got a nice little, we've got 60 volunteers in total.
Oh, wow.
Who help out. Some, you know, do more regular than others, but, you know, we have people who like to come and just sell the tickets and take the tickets on the door, you know, for those ticketed events, of which this week we've got a few, actually. We've got Tuesday night, we've got the amazing band from Denmark called Basco, absolutely incredible instrumental folk music, but with just a beautiful delicacy and orchestral twist. They're very funny. It's incredible. That's going to be incredible, but that's been quite popular. So we'll have a volunteer on the door doing the tickets for that, and then we'll have on Tuesday night we've got a talk, John Maitland, local historian, giving a talk about local hero, which is our theme. He's going to talk about Isabella de Fortibus, who I said was the last owner of the Isle of Wight. We've sold quite a few tickets for that, so there'll be somebody on the door for that, and there'll be a lot of people just turning up on the night for that as well. We've got what have we got later in the week? The Toca Bonito on Friday night, dancing to this wonderful Latin band. We quite often need somebody on there just on the door to take the money for that. So there's loads going on all the time. But we need, you know, we've got so much going on that, you know, we are overwhelmed with capacity, really. And there's various jobs that we really could do with, you know, somebody to help with. One would be, we could do with somebody with a bus pass who likes travelling around the island and wouldn't mind going and dropping off a load of flyers and things around, you know, for the shops and post offices and places where they might be able to take them.
There you go. There's a job for someone. If you're interested in that and you'd like to get out and about on the Isle of Wight, then get out and about and deliver some key arts leaflets while you're doing it. And
it can be, you know, it really can be if you've got... even if you could just, you know, if you're just passing, just come in and grab a pile and take them somewhere where you're going. It doesn't have to be a full-on job. Anyone can volunteer their services in a number of different ways. Yeah. We always need people to help us with maintenance. You know, we are a charity. We are, you know, on a tight budget. And if anyone can help us out, you know, just doing a bit of plumbing here and there. On Monday night, I'll be helping a volunteer to do some plumbing. We've got, you know, some pipes that need resorting. You know, it's a big building. It's an ongoing thing. So, there's always various maintenance jobs. We have a cleaner, but we could always do with somebody volunteering to do a bit of window cleaning, of painting. You know, there's any number of jobs that we could... we'd appreciate anyone with any skills in maintenance or whatever that could help out, any sort of retired electricians, plumbers, anyone like that who'd like to, you know, donate a bit of time.
Yeah.
We'd always love that. Like I say, you know, we are a charity. We haven't got loads of money at all, you know. So anything like that helps.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. And just to explain to people who may not know, I imagine most people on the island will do now, but Key Arts, as you rightly point out, is a charity. Mm. But can you just explain that, so in case someone's thinking of volunteering, because a lot of people might think that maybe it's a commercial setup there. But is it a trust that...
It's the Steve Ross Foundation for the Arts is the charity.
Yeah.
And it was set up to provide arts for the island, really. And we do that in obviously a number of ways, by putting on exhibitions, by putting on events, but also we put on workshops, we put on classes. We've got our first year-long foundation course this year that we're doing, a portfolio course. We do a lot of work, community work. We head up a thing called the cultural the Cultural Education Partnership, which is where we're trying to bring it together, lots of different organisations across the island, to ensure that the young people get access and to valuable and useful and extraordinary cultural experiences, in school and without school. So we're working with schools and agencies outside. We're doing lots of other projects like that, community-based projects, we're endeavouring to promote culture and the arts across the island to all sorts of people. We're not an exclusive thing. We, at the moment, we've got we've just finished an open exhibition. The other exhibition we've got in there at the moment is by the Workers' Education, the WEA Association. So a lot of people are there. Just the first time they've painted, but you know, there's still space for that on the walls. We're inclusive, and we're about celebrating and encouraging. And we're doing a children's festival, for example, coming up. We're working with the Vendor Exchange and the Literary Festival. So we're doing lots of work across the island, where we do lots of work with underprivileged children, people with mental health issues, all sorts of things, you know, that we provide.
Yeah, okay, that's fantastic. Mm. So anybody out there who's listening, it's not just a great thing to be involved in because of the events. You're actually making a contribution to a really worthwhile charity.
Absolutely,
that's the point.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I can't help but recommend it, because it must be an amazing thing to do. Because you could almost, you know, think of the events that you like to go to yourselves, and as a volunteer, you can be part of some of those and get to hear great music, see great art, and all the rest of it. But also, if you're more of a DIY type person, you can indulge your passion at Key Arts and know that you're making a big contribution.
Absolutely. We do look after our, you know, volunteers as well. So they, you know, they will get something to eat and drink. But also, I was going to say that, we very much, it's very much a two-way thing. We have a member of our volunteers sits on the trust. So they're represented there, which has been incredible. Advance that.
Yeah.
That's happened in the last year. We also, for example, Paul, who shows the films, he's very interested in film, and he comes and volunteers on Saturdays to show our films in the morning for kids and in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
He's now programming them, those events, so he's going and choosing the films, which has been great. And he's, you know, it's brilliant, and he's much better at choosing them than I am. So we encourage that sort of involvement. And, you know.
And so finally, Paul, how could people get in touch? What do they need to do? Is it just a case of walking through the door, or do they need to phone? Or?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to contact either info@keyarts.org or call or pop in and speak to Lucy, who is a lovely volunteers coordinator, and she's brilliant at making people feel, you know, welcome and explaining what's needed
Lucy around most days then,
so that would be the person to speak to, or myself, or, you know, but Lucy's the main coordinator, and she's an absolute asset, she's brilliant.
Fantastic. Oh, well, thanks for coming in, Paul. I can't believe how much is going on there. You've got to get back and you got the car in, so do you have to put it back together now?
We had to take all the doors off to get it in. And literally, like I say, with less than millimetres to spare, now I've got to go and put all the doors back on. But this car, it looks fantastic. We've got a lot of stuff in there. We've got bits of Thrust 2. As well, we've got an amazing piece of work that Andy Sanford Clark has built.
Okay.
So Eccleston George have done some amazing work at imagining what King Arwald would have looked like and Isabella de Fortimus.
Wow.
So really good stuff.
Okay.
Some original boats from that were found by the Reverend William Fox.
Yeah.
So it's a stunning exhibition.
Oh, and a varied life for you as well.
Yes. Oh God, there are no two days are the same. Yeah.
No, you've got to get off and fix your car. Then you've got to do the plumbing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll let you go. But you heard it direct from Paul. Paul Arnfield at Key Arts there. So if you're interested in getting involved in any way at Key Arts, they'd love to hear from you. So just walk in. Or phone, or use the email. Check out the website for the details. And if you are walking in, ask for Lucy, because she's the volunteers coordinator. So thanks very much for that, Paul.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all your support.
You're welcome.